True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The idea that Bo Nix is like regressed all of a sudden, like he doesn't suck. You might not like him, but he doesn't suck. Watch him suck now on Sunday. Does anyone understand the irony of the fact that Travis Kelce on his podcast that he does with his brother is saying, my head wasn't in the game to start on Friday night. Head so far up his rear end he could smell the pancakes he had for breakfast. Figure it out, 87. Like, come on.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up on today's show, we will review what we got right betting week two in the National Football League. For me, it'll be a quick conversation. And we'll also go over what we got wrong week number two, betting the National Football League. That might take a little bit more time, at least for me. Thank God for the Atlanta Falcons last night on Sunday Night Football. And we will also detail the Survivor Sweat to end all Survivor Sweats had yesterday by myself, Femi, and Tyler. How about them Cowboys? Never a doubt against my New York Football Giants. All of that coming up next hour on the show. We will also give you our first glance at week three in the National Football League. I have a couple bets that I think will age pretty well. Femi's got a couple bets as well. We'll do that coming up in the final hour of the show. And also in the final hour, in the power hour, all our bets for tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader. You gotta love it. If you live on the East Coast, especially if you are the dad of a young child like me, yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern kickoff. Love it. Let's just no sleep. Like, you know the Beastie Boys song, No Sleep Till Brooklyn? This is No Sleep Until the Chargers and Raiders End. I don't know if that's as catchy as No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Let's see. No Sleep Till... Dun-dun. 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 Chargers, Raiders! Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be locked into the game, and I'm going to be exhausted tomorrow morning when my daughter wakes up. All our bets, side, total, and props for the Texans and the Bucks in Houston. Current side and total market in that game, the Texans holding as 2.5-point home favorites. We may go to 3, we will see. Total sitting 42.5. And the Chargers, 3.5-point road favorites in Vegas. That is juiced towards the Raiders. Total 46.5. We are watching a couple pieces of injury news in both games. For Tampa, left tackle with Tristan Wirfs out. Luke Goedeke, we don't know if he's going to play. We think he will. Practice Saturday in a limited fashion. We'll find out more, obviously, around 5:30 Eastern when the injury report comes out. For the Raiders, we want to make sure Brock Bowers is going to play. We think he's going to play based on Pete Carroll's comments, but that's not 100% sure. And the LA Chargers adding stud linebacker Diane Henley to their injury report about an hour ago with an illness. Henley listed as questionable. He is an absolute monster in coverage at the linebacker position. And if he doesn't go, and Bowers does, and Myers is obviously going to play, the middle of the field could potentially be open. And even if Bowers doesn't play, you could have Michael Mayer, who was the second-round tight end before the Raiders drafted Bowers in the first round. Both won Mackey Awards in college as the best tight end in college football, where that middle of the field could be open for Geno Smith, Chip Kelly, and the Raiders offense. So all our bets, side total and props, all the latest injury information for Houston and Tampa, the Chargers and the Raiders. Coming up to end today's show. Now, we got about 19 pieces of injury news, like an hour ago, hour and a half ago, that candidly, and I always like to pull back the curtain and tell you, our listeners and viewers, kind of like how you put a show together, our rundown got completely blown up. So, J.J. McCarthy's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. We have the Joe Burrow injury confirmation. Jaden Daniels probably not going to play on Sunday. We'll see about that. His status is in doubt. The Panthers lose some offensive linemen. The Bears lose Jalen Johnson probably for the season. Justin Fields is in concussion protocol. I'm trying to think, am I missing any? I just rattled off like 6 really important pieces of injury news. We will get to all of it this hour on this Monday. But before we get to it, we have to start with the Super rematch yesterday in Arrowhead from Super Bowl 59 this past February. And let's call a spade a spade. The game itself was far from super, unless you had the Eagles and the under. I had a bet on the over of the game that was probably dead pretty early in the contest. So if you bet the Chiefs and you bet the over, it was definitely not super. Maybe if you like the Eagles in the game, it was a super Sunday for you. The Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-17, now 18-1 in their last 19 games, including postseason. They boa constrictored this game in the fourth quarter, just wrapped themselves around the Kansas City Chiefs and squeezed the life out of Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and company in very impressive fashion. The Eagles, now 2-0 in their defense of a Super Bowl championship. And the Kansas City Chiefs, my Kansas City Chiefs, 0-2. And it's the first 3-game losing streak for Patrick Mahomes since his head coach was Cliff Kingsbury, and he played collegiately at Texas Tech. Unbelievable. We'll get to the losers in a few minutes, but I want to start with the winners of yesterday's game, the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, as far as how we talk about the Eagles as a football community, whether we are analysts that are paid to talk on television, radio, podcasts, paid to write, or just football fans, it's always been this way locally in the coverage of the Philadelphia Eagles. And like Tyler knows this, he's a lifelong Eagles fan growing up in a part of New Jersey where there are Eagles fans. I go on WIP every Friday with our friends, with Ike and Spike, every single Friday, and I've been doing it for years on WIP. So I know how the Eagles media and I know how Eagles fans treat their team. But now we are starting to see the national media treat them this way as well. And this is how you know the Philadelphia Eagles have truly entered that rarefied air where even if you win, you still get criticized. Even if you win games, we still find way to poke holes in everything you do. Kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs last year, who couldn't stop winning in the regular season, and people couldn't stop bitching about the way it happened. It's like soccer, and how ridiculous this is in soccer, where some coaches inside, we're going to get off of soccer in a second, but just listen to the point I'm going to make. Where in soccer, you've got some coaches and some fans who believe that you have to play the beautiful game. And that you'd rather, there are like great soccer players and coaches who are on record saying this, that they would rather lose an entertaining game 4-3 than win a boring game 1-0. Yet another reason why the United States is superior to Europe. The Philadelphia Eagles are getting the soccer treatment because they win the game yesterday. They're the reigning defending Super Bowl champions, 18-1 in their last 19 games, and all anyone wants to talk about is this offense broken? Can Jalen Hurts get the ball down the field? And perhaps the most pressing question, is Kevin Petullo just Italian Brian Johnson? Remember the 2023 Eagles, everybody? Started 5-0, got to 10-1, and then lost 6 of 7, including that wild card stinker on the road in Tampa, where Jalen Hurts looks like he had never seen a blitz before. The offense completely fell apart, and they crashed out early in the postseason. I received multiple text messages yesterday from Eagles fans, from NFL fans, all saying this Eagles offense looks just like it did in 2023 under Brian Johnson. So are the Eagles up against it moving forward this season if this is what the offense is going to look like? What I would say, I don't want to push the panic button on this offense yet. I'm not willing to do that. The Eagles are 2-0. They beat at what worst is a game Cowboys team this year. I think a Cowboys team that will be frisky this season. And they just went on the road and beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I know everyone wants to throw dirt on the Chiefs because they're 0-2. It's still Patrick Mahomes. It's still Arrowhead. They went in there and they got a win. And if you ask me right now, at this moment, best team in the NFC, who represents the NFC in Super Bowl 60, I'm still going to take the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles' first couple games last year were not exactly world beaters. I don't want to blow this out of proportion, what we've seen from the Eagles' offense thus far. But I will say this, because it's important to note and important for us to think about things in these terms, right? We don't want to overreact and say, this is 2023, this is Brian Johnson part two, and the season's going to go that way. But it is worth noting. Think about what Russell Wilson did yesterday for the Giants against this Dallas Cowboys defense. Russell Wilson. Like, not Josh Allen, not Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. 450 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. And I know Deron Bland didn't play, but like, and Deron Bland's a nice player. Like, Deron Bland is not Deion Sanders in his prime or Darrelle Revis. Like, that's not what this is. That's not the reason. The Eagles couldn't do anything passing the ball against the Cowboys in week one. Justin Herbert, Friday night in Brazil, week one, ripped up the Kansas City Chiefs secondary. Ripped them up. 300-plus passing yards in that game and 3 passing touchdowns. Jalen Hurts has 101 passing yards yesterday. And didn't have a long pass down the field until that the drive where they scored the touchdown to go up 20-10, when Hurts did identify the blitz and tossed it up to Devontae Smith, and Devontae Smith comes back to the ball and makes a great play because he's a great player, and that's what great players do. So yes, the Eagles are 2-0, And that's the most important stat. Wins. But I do think there are some cause for concern on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. I don't want to get into the mode, like I said, where this is because what happened last year with the Chiefs was ridiculous. Because after every win, everyone's bitching and moaning about how it's happening. What matters is that it happened. And what matters for the Eagles is that they're 2-0. I do think that this is something to monitor moving forward, though. What's this offense going to look like here with Kevin Petullo coordinating? Can they get the explosives down the field? Nick Sirianni is saying that things will change once they start hitting those explosives. Perhaps it'll start this weekend. Or maybe it won't. Because coming up this Sunday is a rematch of that epic divisional round playoff game from January in the snow as the Philadelphia Eagles host Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, Puka Nacua, Davante Adams, and Eagle hater Jared Verse. You want to know if Jared Verse hates the Eagles? Just put a microphone in his face. He'd love to tell you. And the 2-0 Los Angeles Rams. That spread opened last night in the 4-4.5 range with the Eagles favored. The initial move in the betting market towards the underdog Rams. We're now sitting Philly at BetMGM, a 3.5-point home favorite. We'll finalize our bets, obviously, as the week moves along. What I will say is this. The Rams defensive front got after Cam Ward's ass yesterday. The Rams defensive front got after CJ Stroud's ass in week one. Might be a different story going up against the Eagles offensive line this Sunday in Philadelphia. On the other side, we will talk about the 0-2 Chiefs, if they can make the playoffs, and who I blame exclusively for their 0-2 start here on a Monday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blitz. Mahomes over the middle. Kelsey. Oh, it's picked off. It's Makuba who's got it. And room to run. One man to beat. Oh. And he's taken out. Andrew Makuba, the rookie from Texas, on the bounce off of Kelsey. And a huge play for the Eagles.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady with the call yesterday on Fox. I don't want to hear this music. I'm not in a good mood. Bring it down. That music is reserved for when, like, we're happy, we're celebrating football. I got a lot I'm upset about as a result of this Chiefs-Eagles game yesterday. And I want to start with something that actually like does have something to do with the result of the game, but also doesn't. It just goes to show how ludicrous and asinine all of you idiots sounded like last year when after every Chiefs game, especially, and this is not like a defense of the Kansas City Chiefs, it's a defense of intelligence, especially after the divisional round game against the Texans, where you would have thought like the Kansas City Chiefs were like a team of terrorists with the way that game went. They win the game, and all you hear anyone say afterwards, oh my God, roughing the passer calls on Mahomes. Like, Mahomes is begging for calls. The Chiefs get all the calls. Everyone's biased towards the Chiefs. People hate the Chiefs more than they hated the Patriots and the Belichick-Brady, which like, is insane to me. It's crazy. And I said it at the time. The Chiefs get all the calls. Think about it. Did you, the listener? Did you, the viewer? Did you think that last year? It seemed like everybody did. Chiefs get all the calls. They're actually bad. Wait. Hear me out. Patrick Mahomes is actually bad. Andy Reid's actually bad. And this team that makes the conference championship game at least every year, and when they lose, it's in overtime, they're actually bad. They get bailed out by the commissioner's office. And it's this huge conspiracy against the rest of the league in favor of this big market team in Kansas City. God, that was stupid. Wasn't it? And you know it was stupid? Because yesterday, and Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady did an awesome job, and I'm actually curious how this is going to impact things moving forward for the Eagles as far as the tush push is concerned. The Eagles ran, like, conservatively, right? I'm thinking here, like, what's the actual number? I'm going to be conservative in my estimate. 64 tush pushes yesterday? Am I too low? Was it like 80 tush pushes that they ran in the game yesterday? So the Eagles are jumping offside on these tush pushes, right? And they got the slow motion replay, proving it beyond a shadow of a doubt. And Burkhardt and Tom Brady are like, oh, I can't believe they didn't make the call. Like, look at this. Look at what's happening here. So for all the people that are going nuts last year, that the refs are in, the NFL's in the bag for the Chiefs, not like the Yankees or the Lakers or Duke, the Chiefs. What'd you think yesterday when the Chiefs are getting jobbed clearly? And I don't care. I just call a spade a spade. When the Chiefs are getting jobbed by obvious missed calls by the officials. Obvious. What do you have to say now? Are you embarrassed by those takes? You should be. They were embarrassing. And enough of a stink was made yesterday by Burkhardt and Brady, and I'm not criticizing, and Dean Blandino as well in the Fox booth. Not a criticism at all. Enough of a stink was made. I think that when they run the tush push moving forward, I think that the refs are going to be laser focused on any kind of movement pre-snap. I wouldn't be shocked if they started calling false starts on these now. Like, the league clearly hates the play. Like, they wanted the play to go away. Roger Goodell wanted the play to disappear last year. They didn't have the votes. This could be the final year. And now the NFL has its reason to really police the play, which was in this high-profile Super Bowl rematch, the referees absolutely blew it in terms of officiating the tush push. So again, I don't say this as sour grapes because I have the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. That's not what it is. It's more just like how insane this was. And like, I don't want to hear it ever again that the refs are in the bag for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now let's talk about Travis Kelce. Before I even discuss what happened in the game and the highlight that Jake played coming back from break, where Kelce, you know what, I'll hold that setup for a moment. Before we even get into that, Travis Kelce, the irony of all of this should not be lost on anyone. We are dripping with irony. We are drowning in irony. A tsunami of irony. Travis Kelce on his podcast saying, yeah, I need to be more focused. My head wasn't in the game. When I injured my own teammate on a bad route run in the first drive of the season, I need to be more focused. Before the game starts, Travis Kelce and Tyquan Thornton also, I don't care about Tyquan Thornton. Travis Kelce is seen pregame at Arrowhead on the field doing warmups, wearing a shirt that says Free 4. If you don't know what that means, it's referring to Rashee Rice, his teammate who was suspended for 6 games to start the year. Now, before we get into it, Rashee Rice seems like, I don't know him, seems like a decent young man who knows that he screwed up and took responsibility for it immediately. Took his suspension like a man and has kind of disappeared into the shadows for now. Everybody makes mistakes. I'm not looking to bury this young man or say that he can't be productive the rest of his life and be a model citizen on and off the field. This is not to say like that he's a bad person. I don't know him at all. And it seems like he's handled all of this really well. Rashee Rice, Free 4. Rashee Rice is not like on the trade block for the Chiefs. It's not like a Micah Parsons situation. It's not like the Chiefs aren't paying him. It's not like he's been like taken captive by the Russian government. Free 4. Like he's in North Korea. Free 4. He was involved, like with drag racing, in a multi-car accident that left multiple people injured. Free 4. Are you kidding? Does anyone think that this is ridiculous? Like, forget about that. It's ridiculous that Tyquan Thornton wore it. But then you have Travis Kelce wearing it. Yeah, I need to be more I got to be focused on the game. But let me wear this shirt saying, free my teammate who almost got people killed drag racing in the offseason last year. Free him. Like, this is some, like, miscarriage of justice that Rashee Rice is suspended. What an absolute joke and a smack in the face of anyone whose life was adversely affected by this. And again, this is not to bury Rashee Rice. Like, everyone in life makes mistakes. It's cool. Like, and no one faced the ultimate consequence. Thank God. And he can live a great rest of his life. The fact that Kelsey's like, this guy's clueless. Heads up his rear end. And now we can get to what happened on the field. Where the Chiefs, because nothing comes easy for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that may sound like sour grapes for me. It's the truth. It's this dink and dunk offense, because all the explosion that we thought they were going to have this season, like Xavier Worthy's injured, didn't play in the game, and Rashee Rice is suspended. Great, like Tyquan Thornton can run really fast. He did catch a touchdown to make it 20-17. This guy is no good. Hollywood Brown's okay. Did anyone see the replay of Cooper DeJean literally, like, pushing Hollywood Brown to the ground right as a route is starting? You gotta be stronger than that. Like, in that moment, he's like Bakersfield Brown. Anaheim Brown. He ain't Hollywood Brown. Sacramento Brown. Please. So the Chiefs have this long-ass drive that's freaking painful to watch. 14 plays, 74 yards, down 13-10. Second and goal from the 6. Man coverage. Mahomes knows it. And in the Mahomes Kelce era, we've all been watching them for years. What happens? In that spot, man coverage down by the goal line. Touchdown, Travis Kelce. Mahomes sees it. Delivers the ball to Kelce. Says he needs to be more focused. Should have been more focused on catching the ball. He bobbles it right into the hands of Eagles stud safety, hashtag Howie did it again, Andrew Mukuba, who almost takes it 100-plus yards or 99 yards for a touchdown the other way, if not for an insanely athletic play and run from catch from behind by left tackle rookie Josh Simmons. And I know Jay Croucher came on the show and said he bet Josh Simmons Offensive Rookie of the Year. Honestly, they should give him Offensive Rookie of the Year for that play. Looking like prime Larry Allen chasing down a defensive player. Unbelievable by Josh Simmons to save that touchdown. Kelsey catches that ball. 17-13 Chiefs. I'm not saying the Chiefs definitely win the game, but you'd feel better about their chances, right? 17-13 up or 13-10 down. And the defense finally breaks. And Hurts hits Devontae Smith on that shot. Smith makes a great play. And the Eagles score. And it's 20-10. And the game's effectively over. Because the Eagles are going to just wrap themselves around you because they've got more talent, they've got better players, and they're going to boa constrictor the bleep out of you and choke the game out. And that's what happened. And Travis Kelce, you better you bet on this Monday on the BetMGM Network. I forgot to reset in my fury here. Travis Kelce, let's call a spade, is the reason the Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2. Game one, injure Xavier Worthy running the wrong route. Do the Chiefs win if Xavier Worthy plays? Maybe, maybe not. Would have loved to have found out. Game two, Worthy doesn't play. He drops the biggest play of the game, and not just drops it into the hands of Andrew Mukuba. 0-2. Now, the good news for the Kansas City Chiefs and for Travis Kelce is this. Coming up on Sunday, oh man, Sunday night football at the New York Football Giants. Here is my personal guarantee for everybody, and I'll be making this bet with my money. If you don't think Travis Kelce scoring a touchdown in this game against the Giants, I don't know what to tell you. It might be the best touchdown bet of all time. Now, the odds won't be good, but it gonna happen. This will be the bounce back game of all time for the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Maybe the Giants find, we'll talk about them later in the show, their game against Dallas. Maybe they find a way to cover. The Giants are not beating the Chiefs on Sunday night at MetLife. The Chiefs have four more games until Rashee Rice returns. Free four. What a joke. Four more games. At the Giants on Sunday night. Home Baltimore. At the Jaguars. Home Detroit. I think they need to go 3-1 over the next four games. If they can get to 3-3 with Rashee Rice coming back, I think this is a playoff team. And even if they're 2-4 when Rashee Rice comes back, I refuse to count out the Kansas City Chiefs. At BetMGM, the market is not counting out the Chiefs. The Chiefs are minus 190 to make the playoffs at BetMGM. And if you think that this is the year and the Chiefs get got and the Chiefs don't make it, you got a nice little plus money price staring you in the face at BetMGM for Kansas City to miss the playoffs. And maybe this is the year that it happens. Maybe things catch up to them and the injuries are too much and some years of substandard drafting and replenishing talent lost finally bites them in the rear end. The way I see it, as long as number 15's out there, I will never count this team out. Never. The Chiefs are going to win Sunday night at the Giants, and they'll be on their way to righting the ship. This is still a playoff team this year in the AFC.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the other side, we will talk about Joe Burrow's injury and the Cincinnati Bengals moving forward.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It looks like he's going to need surgery. We're still working through all the details of that, what that timeline's going to look like. We're 2-0, and we've got a lot of good energy right now. There's a lot of things that we can clean up with our football team to be better going forward. We have not put our best foot forward yet, and so that's what's exciting is that we found a way to be 2-0 right now, and we still haven't even played our best football collectively. So the goal this week is find a way to go on the road and be 3-0, and I know our guys are chomping at the bit for that opportunity.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The voice of Cincinnati Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor. You know how, like, it's really young people use this phrase? I'm like, I don't know. I'm still kind of, I guess I'm not, I'm 42. Copium. When you're coping after something, you try and justify something. And try and, like, spin it into a positive. You're coping. You're inhaling copium. That was like, if you've ever, and I had, that's the first time I've heard that audio today. If you've ever seen the movie Scarface, this is like when Al Pacino, as Tony Montana, puts his face into a pile of cocaine that looks like it could be like dusting the North Pole, and just puts his whole face in it. That's Zach Taylor with the copium, with that quote. Joe Burrow's out for the season, also we're 2-0. And we're really excited for next week with Jake Browning. I mean, I don't know, what's he supposed to say? Like, yeah, like it's over? Like, I understand where he's coming from, just, I mean... Wow. Like the copium there. The fourth best quarterback or the fifth best quarterback in the league. Yeah, he's done until maybe Christmas, possibly later. But hey, we just beat the Jaguars. So all's well. Boy. Joe Burrow. Based on everything that I'm reading, like he ain't coming back this year. All the Twitter doctors say, out for the year for whatever that's worth. And the language that all the insiders are using is out minimum of 3 months with this turf. I love how this is turf toe has now become like COVID-19. Like Brock Purdy's got one variant. Like Burrow's got another variant. We have like the Megatron variant and the Optimus Prime variant and whatever the hell variant's coming next. We got, you know what? Like, I don't know what's happening. Can RFK get on this? Can we make turf toe disappear again? Is there a vaccine for turf toe? For the variants of turf toe? It's going to be Joe Burrow's third season-ending injury, likely, in the last 5 years. 2020, the torn knee ligaments. 23, the wrist. And now, 2025, turf toe. And the Bengals win yesterday over the Jaguars. And credit to Jake Browning. Threw three interceptions in the game, but also threw two touchdowns. had the rushing touchdown with under 20 seconds to play to win the game. We'll talk about the Jaguars. And for me, and I liked Cincinnati in the game, not sour grapes, the Jaguars handed that game to Cincinnati on an absolute silver platter. But this is now about the Cincinnati Bengals. And yes, like, this sucks for a million different reasons. It sucks in real life because Burrow is a tremendously fun player to watch. It sucks if you bet Cincinnati to achieve anything this year, and like, I don't really think they're very good, but they did start 2-0 for what it's worth. It sucks for fantasy football, like for Ja'Marr Chase and for T. Higgins and for Chase Brown. It just sucks when one of the best quarterbacks in the league gets hurt and misses an extended period of time. So it's needed to say that. Like, no one wants this. It sucks. But now we have to turn the page because we have to accept reality. He's injured. Probably not coming back this year. And if he does, it's going to be the holiday season. So the question that everyone's asking today, can the Bengals still make the playoffs with Jake Browning, who is a good backup quarterback? He is. He's a good backup quarterback. Can the Bengals make the playoffs? Yes, at BetMGM, plus 170. No, minus 210. Maybe you want to make a contrarian case, you, the person watching, you, the person listening, that Browning can get the job done. I think he's like a quadruple A quarterback, better than the average backup, but worse than a decent starter. But he's far from terrible. Can he lead the Bengals to the postseason? You can think what you want. Here's what I think. I didn't like the Bengals to make the playoffs when Joe Burrow was the quarterback. I think it's an absolute miracle. And credit to them. And this is like, I don't want to say, it's not karma. It's just, isn't it ironic? You know what's like rain on your wedding day? When you finally start 2-0 after years of starting 0-2 or 1-1 or 1-2 and have these brutal Septembers. And now you play everyone in the preseason and you finally start 2-0 and now the quarterback's out. It's like rain. Like, it sucks for the Bengals. I didn't like Cincinnati with Burrow as the quarterback. I think the offensive line is average at best and probably worse. The defense is rotten. I don't like the head coach. I bet them to miss when I thought Burrow was playing 17 regular season games. Now he's out? And I'm going to like them to make the playoffs? It's not even an anti-Jake Browning thing. I think the team's no good. And that Burrow and Chase and Higgins were going to try to carry them to 9 wins. Carry them over 500. Let's be honest, right? And you don't take wins away. Wins are hard to come by. Trust me, I bet. I know. Should have lost to the Browns in week 1, right? We can all say that. They won, should not have won. The fact. 7 yards of total offense in the second half. Multiple interceptions that Joe Flacco threw off the hands of Browns receivers right into the hands of Cincinnati defensive backs. I have no idea how the Jaguars lost this game yesterday. A combo of Trevor Lawrence inaccuracies, Diami Brown can't catch the ball, and Brian Thomas Jr. has all of a sudden morphed into like some curtain-jerking jabroni. I have no idea. I don't know how this happened. They should be 0-2. But they're 2-0, and credit to them for that. But now, here's Jake Browning. And y'all pay homage to the man. And the man is Joe Burrow. And he's not there anymore. I would never bet this team to make the postseason. Never. Now, I'm not looking to lay no minus 210 price. I've already got a no price from before the year. But just in case anyone, like, what's Nick's opinion here? I didn't like them with Burrow. I'm certainly not going to like them with Jake Browning. Also, like the defense is no good. Shamar Stewart's hurt. And we saw this yesterday. You know, Joe Burrow loves to run plays out of the shotgun. That's his thing. And the run game, as a result, with Chase Brown is not as effective as it probably could be because they're running basically everything out of the shotgun. But you live with that when Joe Burrow's your quarterback because that's how Burrow likes to operate. And he's so good. Now this now they're going to be more of an under-center offense, more of like your traditional NFL offense, and it's run by Jake Browning with a substandard offensive line. The one fantasy implication that I think is interesting here, and it's not like you're going to sit T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase like they're too good. In a seven-plus game sample, T. Higgins has performed better than Ja'Marr Chase in games started by Jake Browning. Just something to think about, especially as it concerns like when we bet props moving forward for these players. You bet on this Monday. So the Bengals this weekend will travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings. And it was announced today that after my Atlanta Falcons, oh baby, what a bounce back from my Falcons last night. Smothered J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings offense. How about Terry Fontenot, Falcons GM, who's been an absolute clown for much of his tenure in Atlanta? I think he nailed the quarterback two drafts ago. And this draft class, James Pierce with the sack, Jalen Walker with the sack, Billy Bowman with the pick, Xavier Watts with the pick. All of a sudden, this Falcons defense not looking so bad. We'll talk about them a little later, but this is about the Minnesota Vikings. So J.J. McCarthy, it's announced by Kevin O'Connell today, has a high ankle sprain. Gonna miss 2 to 4 weeks. My guess is, since he's a quarterback, this will be closer to 2 than 4. That's my guess. I have no medical expertise. Just like quarterbacks are generally on the lower end of a high ankle sprain. But I think we can assume that he misses this week against Cincinnati. He's already been ruled out for the game, and then the Dublin game against Pittsburgh. Enter Carson Wentz. Now, remember what we said in the summer when Sam Howell was urinating down his leg in these preseason games and Brett Rippon was terrible. The Vikings got to do something behind J.J. McCarthy. Credit to them. They did. Because Carson Wentz now is going to have to play probably a couple games for the Vikings. Now, I don't think Carson Wentz is very good. And I know that's not a hot take. Here's what I do know. Kevin O'Connell is like the quarterback. He's not a quarterback whisperer. The guy's got a freaking megaphone. He's taken Nick Mullins to 400-yard games. Josh Dobbs off the street to big games. He's one of the best quarterback coaches in the modern era, it feels like. Is that an exaggeration? It's 14 wins with Sam Darnold last year? You don't think that Carson Wentz, with Kevin O'Connell coaching him, with Justin Jefferson, against the Bengals defense, can score some points? And on the flip side, because I'm a sicko, I remember a couple years ago, when Joe Burrow was out with the wrist injury, Jake Browning started a game, I believe it was on a Saturday, against the Vikings. Year one of Brian Flores' defense. Jake Browning, in that game, 29 of 42 for 324 yards, and the Bengals beat the Vikings in that game, 27-24. Now, it's year three of Flores in that defense, and everyone's got like a master's degree now, and they've got different players, and the Vikings defense better now than it was then. Browning's seen this before. And he has found success. This total has come down now, and I'm going to do a quick little refresh here on my BetMGM screen. The total for Bengals-Vikings is 41.5 and headed down. I love the over. Love the over. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. And hour two, we'll get to more injury news, including Jaden Daniels in Washington. But we'll start with a review of our bets in Survivor from the weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.